Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, I affectionately greet all of you who are participating in this Krishna Fest, which is organized by our Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir in Chaupati in the Govardhan Eco Village. As you know, it is a 10-day festival where we celebrate Krishna's divine appearance. For some of us, it will be a marathon whereby which we purify our heart so that Krishna can appear twice. Yes, Krishna has appeared 5,000 years ago, but his second appearance is an ongoing appearance in the heart of his devotee. Celebrating Krishna is very important. There are some very interesting statistics which show that in many spiritual movements or religions, 10% of its membership is extremely enthusiastic. As we would say, they are inspired. 10% has come a little on the back seat, and they are not so engaged any longer, sometimes not practicing very seriously. And 80%, and that is the number which we should be concerned of, is those who have settled in something which we could call a mediocre expression of their shraddha. They just go along, they follow, and so on. So 10% are super enthusiastic, and 80% are somehow a little on the back burner, so to say, or let us say they just follow along, and 10% are a mass which is not so, which has become a little distant. So, how can we create that enthusiasm which makes us devotees who are tasting the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, who are free from anattas, who are extremely enthusiastic? How can people from the 80%, which is the majority, join the 10% and make the 10% larger? Please listen very carefully. In all of us, human beings, inside, deeply inside, as an undercurrent, there is what the Europeans call an élan vital. It is a sincere, desire to live the complete life. And that Elan Vital expresses itself in the spiritually minded people as a great enthusiasm and utsahan to serve Krishna. And to wake that fire, that inner drive, that inner motivation that rests in everyone, can take care that we move out of the somewhat following category, somewhat trotting along, so to say, to the enthusiastic, inspired devotees who taste the bhakti rasa, the full taste of Krishna consciousness. Hearing about Krishna awakens that drive, that enthusiasm. I would like to give you an analogy from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna had left Dwaraka, all the residents of Dwaraka came into an almost sleeping condition. They were lying on their beds. They did their activities only mechanically. They were practically bereft of life, like a body whose prana has left. Now when Krishna returned to Dwaraka, he posted himself with his chariot on the outpost, and he blew with his beautiful with his beautiful breath into his conch shell. And when those residents of Vrindavan, of Dwaraka, who were almost half dead, heard the sound of Krishna's conch shell entering through their ears and coming into their heart, their life force immediately awakened, and they jumped out of their houses and ran towards the place from where they had seen, from where they had heard Krishna's life-giving conch shell. This happens when we hear Krishna Katha. We are awakened from our conditioned dreamlike slumber and turn into enthusiastic and fully blossomed devotee. Prabhupada says, by spiritual contact with the Lord, everything became spiritually reddened, like the conch shell which became reddened in the grip of the Lord. So today, I would like to act as your humble servant who gives you the Krishna Katha, some Krishna Katha in regards to Krishna's divine appearance. First of all, let us understand why Krishna appears. He is described as Suridham Sarvabhutanam. He is the friend of all living entities. The Sanskrit word Suridham means the heart friend, or we would say in English maybe the bosom friend, the very close friend, close to the heart. And Su means it is increased manifold. It's very difficult to find a Suridam, a heart friend who always stays by your side, even when you are brought, your body is brought to the funeral Paya. Krishna is there next to you. He was even there with you before your birth. He's the Surida, the best friend. And in order to help the conditioned souls who are lost in forgetfulness, he makes his divine appearance by his Atma Mayaya, his spiritual energy. It's not a normal birth phenomena where we are moving according to the material energy. No, karma is there and the normal physical birth processes. No, he comes by his Atma Maya, and the result is he performs beautiful pastimes. So that when we hear about his wonderful Janma, his wonderful appearance in this world, we also become free from the laws of nature which capture us. We become free from the birth and death in this material world. But let us remember, Krishna appears in an extraordinary way. This extraordinary way is described, was described one day in the court of Nanda Maharaj in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan Dham. There were two reciters who every day in the morning and also in the evening talked about the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, and all the Brijbasis were there and listening in the presence. One meeting took place in the presence of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani, and the second meeting in the evening took place in the presence of Srimati Radharani, and they were all listening to Krishna's pastimes. Snigdha Kanta was one of the reciters. His voice, now his name indicates one whose voice is laden with affection. And Madhukanta means one whose voice is laden with honey. These were extraordinary qualified to talk about Krishna. So one day, Krishna's appearance was the subject of the past, of the narration. And they said, Nanda Maharaj had performed many sacrifices to obtain a child, but still no child had come. Yashoda Rani, his wife, was increasingly worried. She would sit in one corner, her head hanging down and tears pouring forth from her eyes. All the Vrajabhasis were so concerned that their king and queen, the most beloved people in their community, were so sad, and they also did worship every day in order to propitiate or beg the Lord, please give our king and queen a child, a boy. One day, Nanda came to his wife. She looked at him and said, my dear husband, I have performed many sacrifices to obtain a child, but we have not performed the Ekadasi Vrata. They gave up it's called the Dwadasi Parama Vrata. And Nanda Maharaj heard that there was one hope, one sacrifice they had not performed. The couple decided immediately to start this vrata, where they would not fast, they would not drink. They completed this vrata in 1 year. That's how long they performed these austerities. At the end of that 1 year, Nanda Maharaj came to his wife and said, "Whatever is the will of providence, that will take place." After this 1 year, my dear devotees, listen to this with rapt attention. Nanda Maharaj had a dream which was so beautiful. Hearing about this dream will make all of us hopeful. Nanda saw a bluish complexion child moving to a through the sky. Then he also saw a golden complexioned girl. All this was a baby boy crawling over the sky. And a young baby girl with a golden complexion. Then Hari, the Lord of all, said, "Nanda, kalpa after kalpa, I have appeared as your child. I will soon appear to you and Yashoda Rani, and you will have the opportunity to see my blissful childhood pastimes as a baby. Now, be free from all anxieties." Nanda Maharaj's sleep was breaking, and he saw it was early morning. The birds were chirping, the peacocks were making their calls. The atmosphere was laden with a fragrance of fresh honey. The trees were in full blossom, and he went to his good wife and said, "My good wife, Yashoda Rani, I had this dream." And at the end of the dream, this boy, this mysterious smiling boy, entered together with the girl into my heart. And from there, it entered into your womb. It is a sure sign that soon our desires will be fulfilled by the mercy of Lord Hari. More auspicious signs came. That morning, Nanda Maharaj took a bath with Yashoda Rani in the Yamuna. They took a lot of wealth with them from the palace, and when they completed their bath, they stood at the Yamuna ready to give charity to celebrate this auspicious sign. Many devatas came, many munis came, and many rishis came. They stood in line, but they were not easily recognizable because they all had come in human disguises. And they received from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani the most precious gifts of jewels, of grains, many, many, many wonderful gifts. And then when this was completed, the king and the queen of Braj went back to their town Nandagram, and they Nanda Maharaj went straight into the assembly hall. They wanted to break the news with their residents that there was this beautiful dream. So as Nanda Maharaj began to speak, a gatekeeper came up and interrupted him Nandamar said, of course, call her in. And in came an effulgent yogini dressed in saffron with white hair. It was Purnamasi Devi. And she went in front and she said, oh, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Rani, I have the most wonderful news for you. And then she turned around. Listen, all of you. Soon a child, a baby boy, will be born to Nanda and Yashoda. And she took Yashoda, who was crying like a child, on her lap. She blessed her by putting the hand on her head and said, oh, best of all women, the Supreme Lord Hari will personally take his womb, his birth in your womb, and this forest of Gokul will become for all times an auspicious place of pilgrimage. When the Brijbasis heard this, they exploded in joyful laughter and they called out, Nanda Maharaja ki jai and Yashoda Rani ki jai. They were so temperamental, my dear devotees. The joy was so infectious. I think if we think of the Brijbasis celebrating the coming of the Lord, we also cannot stop us from becoming happy ourselves. These were some of the auspicious signs which were there. So only one thing needed to be done. Everyone offered the obeisances to Purnamasi, and the Brijbasis built her a cottage at the bank of the Yamuna, which at that time was flowing past Nandagram, so that she could always stay there. They would never ever forget the most beautiful auspicious invocation. Soon afterwards, an astrologer came. It was after 8 months, and he said, Nanda and Yashoda, listen to this auspicious astrological reading. On the 8th day of the dark fortnight, named Krishnashtami. Your boy will be born to you. Much more does not need to be said. And he choked and cried in ecstasy. All the Brijbasis who got news of this quickly rushed and built a beautiful maternity home for Yashoda, where the birth could take place. They ornamented it with fragrant flowers from Vrindavan's forest. They put auspicious signs at the gates of Nandagram. All were preparing for Krishna's arrival. And then came this night, this most auspicious night, which has been celebrated since that time in all the universes, at the night of Krishna's appearance. It was the most auspicious night. It's the night where all the devotees stay awake to prepare themselves for that particular moment. At this moment, Krishna is testing our technical team. There is some disturbance. Someone needs to unmute themselves. Mute themselves. Please mute yourself so that there is no extra sound. Good. We will continue. This is the night where all devotees are meant to stay awake. The Brijbasis also stayed awake. The gopis stayed awake. Mother Yashoda stayed awake. But suddenly, very surprisingly, everyone fell asleep. And by the influence of Yoga Maya, Purnamasi, the gopis fell asleep, the gopas fell asleep, those who were with Yashoda fell asleep, and even Yashoda fell asleep. And without anyone's notice, the beautiful birth of Krishna took place. It was extremely painless. Yashoda didn't even wake up from her slumber. It is said when Krishna appeared, the world was asleep. There was only, this is in Ananda Vrindavan Champu, one ghee lamp, which was alive with fire. And Krishna saw the ghee lamp, and his first words to the ghee lamp was, "Om." Simultaneously, at this most auspicious time, something took place in Mathura. Exactly at the same time when Yashoda Mata gave birth to Krishna, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in the prison house of King Kamsa, Devaki gave birth to a child. This is described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. What we have heard so far is from Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami's composition. This child appeared in a four-handed form. He was of a large stature. He held the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus. And in his ears, he was wearing golden earrings. There was a mighty crown on him. He was dressed in yellow garments. And when Devaki saw him, she was in anxiety. He saw, "My dear Lord, we are in the prison. My brother Kamsa has killed all of the children before, who came before. Please, I need to hide you. Please become a baby." The Lord smiled. Smiling at Devaki, you know, what can Kamsa do against Chakra and against the club of Vishnu? But she was in her motherly bhava, and she just thought of protection. At that time, Vasudev came, and he started to offer prayers. And Devaki said to him, "Stop your prayers, we are wasting time, we have to hide him." But Vishnu said, "Please be free from anxiety. I am here. Let him finish his prayers, and then we will take care of the situation." So Vasudev finished his prayers, and Lord Vishnu came in the form of a beautiful baby of Vasudev and Devaki, crying in ecstasy and thought, "Oh, you're so beautiful, but oh no, Kamsa will come in." But the baby said, "Take me out of the prison to Vrindavan." So quickly a basket which was there was taken, and Devaki and Vasudev put the mysterious child into the basket. And when Vasudev left or started to walk, the prison door opened. First the prison door to their own cell, then Vasudev walked along the prison corridor. It was one of the many corridors. It was a huge prison. A door after door went open. There were guards who had, some of them had tigers, not watchdogs, but watch tigers. And they all were asleep. And Vasudev quickly went to the bank of the Jamuna, which was in a great turmoil at that time. There was a rain, and he wanted to pass the Yamuna to go to the village of Vrindavan on the other side. But how could he enter the raging waters? You have seen Yamuna at the monsoon time. Whew, it's like an ocean so big. So at that time, Lord Anantashesha came, he formed the umbrella. Yamuna Devi split her waves, and Vasudev carried his mysterious child to the village of Vrindavan. Arriving there, he quickly found the home of Nanda and Yashoda. He had been informed earlier by this mysterious child, "Bring me to Nanda and Yashoda. They have a newborn. They have newborn children. You take me. You take the baby girl back. Exchange me for the baby girl." So Vasudev stealthily went into the home, my dear devotees. He was so excited and nervous that he knew, I'm exchanging the babies. This is not, is this good? But his love for his baby boy was so strong that he did it. He could not see that there were actually two children who had come from the sleeping Yashoda. Do you remember the initial dream where Ananda Maharaj saw a bluish complexioned baby boy moving over the sky, and a golden baby girl? Do you remember that original dream? Yashoda had given birth to two children, but because she was asleep, she had not noticed it, and she was still sleeping by Yoga Maya's arrangement. So Vasudev took the baby girl and said, sorry, I have to do this divine command. I'm sorry. And she took the baby girl and brought her back. He entered the prison, and when he entered the prison, all the doors closed behind him. until he was in the prison cell giving Devaki the news. Here, we could bring our child in safety. Here is the girl who had been born by Yashoda. I've exchanged the children. So that when Kamsa comes, seeing what happened with your pregnancy, he will not find our child, that mysterious child who had appeared here. He will find a girl. And we can tell him, do not kill this girl, because the prophecy was that a male child would kill you. You have nothing to fear, absolutely nothing from this baby girl. And they waited anxiously. Let us return now to the main place, to Vrindavan. When Vasudev had put down the baby boy which had appeared in the prison cell in Mathura, something happened that is just so wonderful. The baby boy which Vasudev had brought merged with the baby boy who had come from Yashoda. The Vasudev Krishna came into the baby Krishna. Others, acharyas, say that already at the Yamuna, the Vasudev Krishna turned, when they crossed the Yamuna, the Vasudev Krishna turned into the baby Krishna. It is mysterious. Krishna's appearance is very wonderful. So, and then finally, Yashoda woke up and saw her boy. She was beside herself with pleasure. It is described so nicely by Jiva Goswami. The boy looked so beautiful. His hairs were slightly curled. He had full hair. He had lotus eyes. His body looked so delicate, like a little palm leaf. He was just so extremely enchanting. Yashoda could not believe it. The nurses came, they saw it, they could not believe it. Rohini came, she could not believe it. Then they sent one very saintly lady to Nanda Maharaj with the news. Nanda, your child is born, come immediately. When Nanda heard, my child is born, he became so blissful that on the way to the maternity home, he fainted several times from joy. When the emotions become so strong, there's a fainting smell happen, fainting spell happen. I have only heard about people fainting from misery, but not from joy. I've not heard it. But here in Golok Dham, Nanda Maharaj stumbled and fainted a few times and fell on the ground. He decided to reward this messenger who had come from the maternity home with the good news many, many times. And he came to the maternity home. So as he entered to look at his newborn child, Rohini, who was there, made a little, how could you say this? She played a little joke. I do not know the right English word here, but you know better English. She played a little joke. She drew a curtain before this cradle where Krishna was in. And when Nanda Maharaj came, he only was before a closed curtain. But Rohini quickly drew the curtain, and then Nanda Maharaj could see his beautiful baby boy. He was, I don't think there will be any words to describe Nanda Maharaj Ananda. There are songs about it. Nanda ki Ananda. Nanda ki Ananda Bayo Jekanaya Lala Ki. The British Basi sing this. They sing about the joy of Nanda Maharaj. But tears poured from his lotus eye when he saw the moon-like face of his little boy, and when the boy was given into his outstretched hands, he was simply speechless. This is some of the glories of Krishna's amazing birth pastimes. My dear devotees, my dear listeners, and also my dear skeptics who are listening to this, this is ultimately beyond expression. The Vedas inform us that the mind tries to capture the unexplainable Lord, but it returns without success. The words try to describe him, but they also return without success. How can an ant ever try to understand a tape recorder like this and the various functions which it has? It is simply not possible. It's even not a tape recorder. It's a something else recorder. How is it possible? Not even human beings can. How can an ant understand? Not possible. But when we listen patiently to the words of the Bhagavatam, the words of the Acharyas, the words of realized souls, then the purifying Krishna Katha enters our heart and does something there. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hrityantasto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. The Lord, who's in the heart, is pleased when we listen. And he takes the initiative. He purifies our hearts from all the things which make us miserable, which make us doubtful, which block our enthusiasms so that we cannot move forward, that we remain stuck somewhere in the 80% category and cannot fully taste the bhakti rasa which is there in Krishna consciousness. I thank all of you very much for listening. It was a genuine joy. I remember here my exalted god brother, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in whose Krishna Katha I always experience the presence of Lord Krishna. And I wish all of you a wonderful continuation of your Krishna fest. Hare Krishna.